AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Big recall involving products in 23 states. Bluebell Creameries is recalling all of its products on the market after two samplings of chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream tested positive for listeriosis. Bluebell's chief executive says the company can't say with certainty how the bacteria was introduced to the manufacturing line. Ice cream contaminated with listeriosis was linked to three deaths at a Kansas hospital. Georgia, among the states dealing with rough weather Monday, a severe weather system crossed the north part of the state, hitting some areas with hail and high winds that toppled trees. Storm Prediction Center forecaster Stephen Corfitti says strong thunderstorms lined up all along the East Coast.
We've had a scattering of severe weather that has extended from Florida and Georgia all the way through the Carolinas into the Mid-Atlantic region and even into the lower Great Lakes, mostly with storms that are producing large hail up to golf ball size and locally damaging wind.
A Utah woman who pleaded guilty to killing six of her newborn babies and hiding the bodies in her garage has been sentenced to life in prison.
Megan Huntsman was sentenced today after pleading guilty to six murder charges in the death of her newborn babies. She admitted to strangling or suffocating each one of the babies shortly after its birth.
AP correspondent Lindsay Whitehurst. In court documents, police in Baltimore say a man who died a week after his spine was nearly severed while in custody had been arrested without force or incident. Police Commissioner Anthony Batts is ordering changes on calling for medical help for people arrested.
This includes our in-custody transportation procedures. It also includes the policies that address people in custody requiring medical attention.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has met in Havana with Cuba's top officials for U.S. affairs. His trip makes him the first American governor to visit Cuba since the recent thaw in relations. This is AP Radio News. Among the 2015 Pulitzer Prizes handed out in New York, honors in the music and arts categories. AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
This is from Anthracite Fields by Julia Wolf, an oratorio that evokes Pennsylvania coal mining life around the turn of the 20th century. The Pulitzer Prize-winning novel is Anthony Doerr's All the Light We Cannot See. Between Riverside and Crazy by Stephen Adley Geergis won the prize for drama. Elizabeth Fenn's History of the Native American Tribe, the Mandans, Encounters at the Heart of the World, has won a Pulitzer Prize. And Gregory Partlow is now a Pulitzer Prize poet. Warren Levinson, New York.
Lalisa DeCisa earned his second Boston Marathon title Monday, finishing in 2 hours, 9 minutes, 17 seconds to claim a Golden Olive wreath, a $150,000 first prize, and a winner's medal to replace the one he donated to the city in memory of the victims of the 2013 bombing. That was the year he won his first Boston Marathon. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.